I'm a gum chewer normally, but when I heard about these ticket things, I gave up gum and started on chocolate bars in the hope of striking lucky. Now, of course, I'm back on gum. I just adore gum. I can't do without it. I munch it all day long except for a few minutes at mealtimes when I take it out and stick it behind my ear for safekeeping. To tell you the truth, I simply wouldn't feel comfortable if I didn't have that little wedge of gum to chew on every moment of the day. I really wouldn't. My mother says it's not ladylike and it looks ugly to see a pair of jaws going up and down like mine do all the time, but I don't agree. And who's she to criticize anyway, because if you ask me, I'd say that her jaws go over the area in the rectangle. The theorem we're going to discuss today actually extends that result to show that the line integral of any closed curve will equal a double integral over the enclosed region. To be precise, I've tracked the atomic age from Chicago to Los Alamos to Hiroshima to Los Alamos to La Scala. If King Kong, eliciting an audience's sympathies by representing a force taken out of nature and abused, the innocent atom wore a gorilla suit. King is less troubled by capsules in his land than by a rabid skunk in the area that might have threatened his children, and by a raccoon that commandeers the basketball backboard over the garage and will not back off. Well, anyway, we put the stuff together the next morning, and it looked as if the thing was going to go critical. Then Fermi says, "Let's go have lunch."